Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Yeah, welcome back. It doesn't matter where you look, pretty much up and down the eastern seaboard, houses were still being cleared at almost near record rates in many suburbs over the weekend. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au on the line right now. Jonathan, just take me through it a little bit. It's been, a big weekend.
Well, it was a holiday weekend, of course, in many of the states, but there were four capital cities, Ross, where the clearance rate was above 80%. So this is just on fire. Sydney was 83%, Melbourne slightly better at 84%, Adelaide even better at 87%, and Canberra had an 83% success rate at their auctions.
Okay, in regards to where you're saying things are pretty good in certain suburbs and maybe not so good in others, where are the suburbs that are red hot at the moment around the country?
I mean, look, Sydney actually has an interesting range between 90% on the northern beaches and North Sydney and 41% in the outer southwest. So that's actually a very interesting range. And that probably can potentially spell, you know, the signs that there is some suburbs that aren't coping with the, you know, the strong price momentum at the moment. That's Sydney. In Melbourne, it's pretty steady, Ross, between the inner south and inner east, both at over 90% success rates, albeit on very subdued auctions volume because of the Moomba long weekend.
Of course, it'll pick up this weekend as well. The other thing also, in terms of notable people selling houses, what have you spotted around the place?
Well, I like the most expensive house across the country was at Calara. Calara, and it was the Mortlock family, John and Patricia Mortlock. Of course, they are the parents of the former Wallabies captain, Sterling Mortlock. They had been in their Calara house since 1976. They paid $127,000 back then for fascinating vendors. They sold on the weekend for $5.3 million, so it was a very strong price. They bought their house, which was a 1904 house, from the family of Bert Oldfield.
You're kidding, the Test cricketer?
Exactly, the Bodyline era. So you've got a good memory there, Ross.
Wow. Yeah, they nearly jumped the fence when Bert Oldfield hit the ground, according to the Paul Kelly song.
That's right. So it was a beautiful old home, you know, from dating back from 1904, so a bit of Federation influences, and that went very, very well. Sat on 1,900 square metres on Springdale Road, so it's prime Sydney Upper North Shore property.
Just incredible. And also, I noticed that one of Australia's most glamorous people has also been in the market selling.
Well, except she didn't. I'm talking about the one of the
Jennifer Hawkins. I was thinking.
Oh yes, sorry. I thought you were talking about the Real Housewives.
No. Jennifer Hawkins. I must admit, I know that was resold for more than $5.2 million. Their former home, Jonathan Chancellor. Got to go. You have a great week.
Thank you.